Item number 25 is from the Department of Administrative Services requesting authorization to extend bond counsel contract services with Chapman and Cutler LLP and Emo Banks and Associates LLC as a disadvantaged business enterprise person through December 2012.
Supervisor Mayo, move approval. Can you introduce yourself and give a summary?
My name is Justin Rodriguez. I am the Interim Capital Finance Manager with the Department of Administrative Services. The request before you is to extend the current contract for bond counsel services between the county and Chapman and Cutler with Emil Banks and Associates as the DBE for a term of an additional 1 year, which would expire at the end of 2011. I'm sorry, 2012.
Okay. Supervisor Mayo.
And the disadvantage of the DBE is with the two women, correct?
No. Mr. Chairman, supervisors, during the last contract extension, the DBE vendor was changed over to Emil Banks and Associates from Laster and Garcia.
Okay.
And Emil Banks is a local?
Yes.
Right.
Is he here?
No.
Can he be at the next meeting, please? Is he local?
Yes, he's local.
So he can?
He can call.
Yeah. As well, you like that?
Yes.
I'm glad to hear, so I'll still move approval.
Okay. Chapman and Cutler is located where?
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, they are located in Chicago.
Right. Any further questions, Supervisor? Supervisor DeBrun.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a note of concern, not about the change to Emil Banks, but at least from reading the resolution, and maybe I'm misreading it, it seems like we really haven't RFP'd this larger contract out since 2007. We've done one-year extension or multiple-year extensions. Is that correct?
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, that's correct. The original term of the contract ended at the end of 2009 and allowed for 3 one-year extensions subsequent to that. This would be the last one-year extension that we would be doing. We plan on be doing an RFP in the second half of next year. If we do an issuance of airport debt, we would still have this bond counsel in place.
And then under the financial piece, it says that there's no changes in cost for bond counsel, the original costs, in that it goes through $340 an hour for a public finance partner, et cetera. Are you saying those are the same costs as in 2007?
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, yes.
Whereas Emil Banks is $175 an hour. Wow. That's a huge difference. Why would Emil Banks get paid so much lower per hour? I mean, actually, the better question is, why is Chapman and Cutler, why 343 so an hour out? How does that compare to these services elsewhere?
Ms. Bryant?
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, is not out of the cost for Chapman and Cutler is not out of sync with similar law firms. The difference between the charge for Chapman and Cutler and the charge for Emil Banks reflects the fact that the Emil Banks firm has not done bond counsel services before. We actually were faced with a situation where our previous DBE had left. We were having difficulty getting the DBE, so basically what the approach by DOS and subsequent by the county was to try to nurture that service locally. And in the process of doing that, contacted Emil Banks. There was an interest by his firm to move into that area. So this instance, you are allowing a situation for the county to grow a local service. He does not have the skill set right now, but he eventually will. And so that's why you're having the difference in the service.
So in a year from now or whatever, when they have that experience, that some of that disparity would be gone, would be removed, or assuming that they have, not that they're experts, but eventually there would be some better more congruency, I should say, in the funding.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, Supervisor is correct. Actually, the approach that we took with the FAs as well is just the DBE for the FAs is much more experienced. But the purpose would be that eventually he would be able to provide that service and would no longer be a DBE.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
So what timeline are we looking at to try to grow this firm?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, since he really only has a year under his belt, I mean, let's put it this way, it's not an easy skill set to acquire, but I'm hoping that within the next 3 years we're looking at him moving on.
Okay. You had made the comment if we do airport debt, regardless if we get a new firm, we'll still be using Chapman and Cutler? Was that what you were moving to?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, since this extension, if it's approved, would go through the end of 2012, if we are in the middle of an airport financing later in the year, okay, we would still be using this firm for bond counsel services.
Okay. Supervisor Mayo has moved approval on that. Madam Clerk?
Supervisor Stabura?
Aye.
Mayo?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Loma West?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Motion approved, 5-0.
Thank you.
Item 27, well, yes, Supervisor Mayo here as well.